When I came home from my first trip to Australia, my kids were eager to see what souvenirs I brought back for them. I couldn't fit the kangaroo in my suitcase, but there was this one very Australian item I did bring back. A boomerang. Yeah, those things are amazing. You know, if you throw it right, that boomerang will go out, make a U-turn, and come right back to you. It's probably a good idea then to pay attention after you throw your boomerang, huh? I can just see a klutz like me throwing it, turning my back, and getting boomed with my own boomerang. Listen, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about boomeranging Satan. You're trying to live for Jesus Christ, I can guarantee you Satan is throwing things at you, right? Trying his best to bring you down. And maybe you're dodging some of those missiles from hell right now, and you're feeling the pressure. Here's the good news. When the devil throws his boomerang to take you down, you can duck, and you can send it right back to hit him in the head, thus making him wish he had never thrown it. Would you like to do that with the stuff he's been throwing at you? Then you might be interested in our word for today from the Word of God. In Luke 4, beginning in verse 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." Actually, there were three boomerangs from Satan that were thrown at Jesus that day. And each time, Jesus makes his choice by stubbornly standing on what the Bible says instead of falling for what Satan says. Notice the outcome a few verses later. When the devil had finished this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. See, this is awesome. The temptations that were intended to bring Jesus down only made him stronger and more powerful in the Holy Spirit. And Satan skulks away muttering, "I blew it. He was hit by his own boomerang. I love it." Now, that's exactly what can happen to you as the devil throws his temptations at you. Probably he does to you what he did to your Lord. He waits till you're in a desert, a wilderness, until you're vulnerable. Then he pushes the buttons that appeal to some deep need you have, to be loved, to be noticed, to be accepted, to be successful, to stop hurting, to get some relief. Your enemy, of course, is expecting you to fall for what he's throwing at you. See, he can use this to get you discouraged, or maybe to get you to compromise, to make you focus on yourself again, to mess up your priorities, to get you to lash out or turn back or just give up. But God says if you, quote, resist the devil, he will flee from you. So first you have to recognize who these feelings and who this pressure is coming from. Then you have to make a conscious choice that says, "I know who this is. I'm not falling for this. I'm taking my stand against the devil's schemes." It's Ephesians 6:10. And finally, you stand stubbornly on what God says, and you make your choice based on God's word, whether you feel it or not, not on Satan's lies. And what will Satan do? Oh, is he going to fight you? Well, the Bible says he's going to flee from you if you resist him. See, every time you pass the test like this, you become stronger, you become more confident in Christ. The thing that was supposed to bring you down just ended up making you more powerful spiritually than you were before because you've tasted victory in Christ. And Satan, I suspect he's going to wish he never threw his boomerang your direction. He misses you and hits him.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, you don't ever have to miss a word with you. You can have this daily devotional sent directly to your email box. To subscribe, simply visit our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.